on the Battle of Hunain. The Battle of Hunain took place in the 8th year after Hijrah. Hunain is a place about 20 kilometers from Makkah al-Mukarramah. So now he is explaining that whilst we were returning with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Bedouins had latched onto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking him, soliciting him. Sometimes we see in certain places, person goes to India, or sometimes even in Saudi Arabia or other places, that you'll get a whole lot of beggars. When one person takes out something, you'll find a whole lot of beggars latch onto him. And they go to ask for him. They ask him. So like that, something like this impression he's giving in this hadith, that there's a whole lot of Bedouins came and they latched onto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking him to give them something. So, فَخَطِفَتْ رِدَاهُ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they asked him with such force that they pushed him back, they forced him back against some thorny trees. And then this trees had pulled out the shawl or the cloak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَوَقَفَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ أَعْتُونِي رِدَائِي فَلَوْ كَانَ لِي عَدَدُ هَذِهِ الْعِضَى نَعْمًا لَقَسَمْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ النَّبِيُّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And this happened and he stopped. At that point he stopped and he explained to them. And he told them that give me back my cloak. And then he said, if I had as many camels as these thorn trees you see, there were plenty of trees there. He said, if I had as many camels as these thorn trees, then I would have distributed it amongst you. I would have given it to you. فَلَوْ كَانَ لِي If I had this, then he said, لَقَسَمْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ I would have given you. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُونِي بَخِيلًا وَلَا كَذَّابًا وَلَا جَبَانًا Then you wouldn't have found me to be a miser, and you wouldn't have found me to be a person who spoke lies, and then you wouldn't have found me to be somebody who is a coward. So in those days, they would regard somebody to be a miser if he didn't give them something. Although they were not entitled to it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have given who he wanted. But then they would have thought him to be a miser. They would have thought him to be a liar. They would have thought him to be a coward. So in this way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he clarified it there and there. Two lessons we learn from this particular hadith. One is sometimes things will need to be clarified. Don't wait for a further time. At that spot, the moment this happened now, immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam clarified the situation. These are the facts. Put it forward. And the other thing is sometimes a person will have to enumerate or he will have to disclose some of his favors upon the people so that they can understand and they can appreciate what is being done. Sometimes, like for example, the father will have to tell the children, see how much the father, how much I'm doing for you. So that sometimes the children's eyes open and they appreciate the father. Like that, the favors of the mother. Because all the time the children growing up from the time they were babies, they haven't seen and they don't remember and they don't appreciate the favors of the mother. So now and then if the mother mentions these favors, the father mentions, not to brag or boast, but to get that level of qadr and appreciation, then this is allowed in Shariat. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ma naqasat sadaqatun min malin. This hadith we're going to do today, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about three things. And all these three things that he speaks about, it goes against our logic. It goes against outward reasoning. It goes against our general understanding. So it shows how weak our understanding is. These three things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to mention. Outwardly, externally, it seems to us the opposite. But what he is saying is 100% true. It can never be a lie. So the first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِنْ مَالٍ That sadaqah will not decrease your wealth. Person might think, now if I got 100 rand and I give 20 rand, it has decreased my wealth. My wealth has become 80 rand. But what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, ma naqasad sadaqatun min malin. Sadaqah won't decrease your wealth. What is meant by this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you some type of replacement. Whether you can see it, appreciate it, understand it. How he does it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Sometimes he might save a person from an accident. Now that money that would have gone there, he has saved it. So he has got more. He gave 20 rand, he saved himself from a 50 rand accident, I'm giving an example. Or a person may have got saved from some type of hospital, of going to hospital, some sickness Allah Pak saved him would have cost him few thousands of rands. He got saved from that because he gave a little bit of sadaqah. Or the other example or explanation ulama give is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this person barakat. And when barakat comes in, then no amount can compare to it. So barakat is such a thing we find in the old days. You'll find one person working and 10 people eating from that one house. 10 people eating from one house, one person working. Nowadays you find 10 people eating, 10 people working in from one place, or 5 people working in one house, but yet nobody is really coming out. So this is what is meant by barakat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning that sadaqah will not decrease your wealth. Don't fear that sadaqah will decrease your wealth. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue increasing a person with respect when this person continues forgiving. So long as the person is pardoning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase him in respect. Outwardly it appears that when a person is forgiving and he is humbling himself, because now he is in a position now to take revenge, he is in a position to act, he is in a position to do something, but yet he is making maaf. All the time he is making maaf. Outwardly it seems that this man is dropping himself. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying Allah Pak will increase this person in respect. The more he forgives, the more Allah will increase him in respect. And the third thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, وَمَا تَوَاضَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That a person will continue, lowering himself, humbling himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue raising him. That the more he lowers himself, the more he humbles himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him. So Allah, a person does not lower himself except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him. Here also it appears that a man is making himself humble. A person is not looking for any fame and popularity, and is not looking for any show. Outwardly it appears that how he's going to get this popularity. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak will raise this person. Allah will give him that name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that recognition. He didn't look for it, but based on his humility and his sincerity, and based on his humbleness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause him to elevate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing the beautiful akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and bringing these actions in our life. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.